Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills. Excuse me, but a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, please use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of our minutes of February the 26th and March the 5th.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, but a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve February the 26th minutes and March the 5th. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the questioning of witnesses has been completed, the hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we'd appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
First case, case number 9780, Paul Edward and Helen A. May, southeast of Bay Shore Drive, north of Carolina Avenue, being lot 21, block G, within Broadkiln Beach. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirements. Is anyone here representing? There you go.
Terrence Babby and...
Are you going to testify, ma'am?
No.
Okay, why don't we get both at the same time?
Okay. Terrence Babby, Milton, Delaware.
Address?
30303 South Mill Run.
Helen May, 110 South Carolina.
Back on there. You're trying to do it too fast, okay?
No, Mary.
Didn't want to hold you.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
All right, now you may take it.
Now. Good evening, gentlemen. Again, I'm Terrence Babby, owner of Coulter Construction. I'm representing my clients this evening, Ed and Lexi May, in this variance. I'd like to preface by saying I'm sure you're all aware of the narrowness of the lots in Broadkill Beach. Many of those lots have received similar variances as we're requesting this evening. For reference, two of those cases, case number 8906-2005 and case number 9570, were presented by me on behalf of those owners of those properties. The property we're presenting tonight is very similar in character and size of those previous cases. The property has unique physical circumstances in that it's exceptionally narrow, being only 50 feet in width. When you consider requirements of DENREC, for a new replacement septic system, which would be approximately 48 feet in width by 38 feet in depth. The resulting building envelope on this property, if developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance, would only allow a mere 30 feet in width by a shallow 28 feet in depth. We believe that strict adherence to the current zoning requirements for building setbacks would result in peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties to the owners in trying to design or build a reasonable home on that property. We believe the difficulties presented are due to the narrowness of this particular property, coupled with the DENREC requirements for the septic system, as with others in the neighborhood, and are not created by the zoning ordinance. The physical circumstances and conditions described do not permit reasonable development of the property in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance. And therefore, we feel the authorization of a variance is necessary in this case to enable the owner's reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty described was not created by the applicant and/or the owners here. This variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district and will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance, again, if granted, will afford the minimum variance that will afford relief and enable the owners a reasonable building envelope in which to build their new home. I think you are probably in receipt of a letter from Mr. Sam Burke. He actually owns some property to the west of this property where we're asking for the variance, which he seems to be opposed to. That property is not buildable, per se. It's not a buildable lot. It's a strip of land in between. This property is the last property on South Carolina Avenue. And that property is basically a strip of land that he owns. I believe it comprises about 26 acres. And actually, my clients are currently in discussions with him to purchase a few feet of that land. And, of course, then he wouldn't have an objection to the variance at that point. The variance wouldn't be necessary. And that will most likely, my client's intention is to purchase that property. Actually, will increase the size of her lot somewhat and make the left side variance or the westerly variance unnecessary. Although we still would like to maintain. We are still applying for both at this time because, of course, we don't have a purchase and sale agreement. And so to keep all of our options open, we do want to apply for that variance this evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're saying he has no objection to the front and side yard on the easterly side, is that correct?
That's correct.
He's talking about the westerly side.
Right.
He strongly objected to that.
Right.
Where's the other lot that you were talking about that is in question on the is the open piece of ground there?
It's an open piece of ground to the west, and that is Mr. Burke's property. But it is not. It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
No.
A large parcel that runs down.
Right. It's a large parcel. I might even have.
Okay.
I do have a.
Runs down the deep Hole Creek.
The Hole Creek. Okay.
Right. I can show you.
I got it. I think the same thing you got right here. In other words,
right.
The whole piece there.
Right. That's
okay.
Correct.
I had the whole thing.
Have you seen the information Mr. Burke turned in? He sort of indicated that he thought you were going to, or your clients were going to be withdrawing the application from the westerly side, but you're saying that that's not the case?
Initially, we thought that we would, but then, I guess in order, like I say, to keep her options open, and because she does not have a purchase and sale agreement at this time, she wanted to make sure that she'd be able to build the home either way. But we are in the process. She's, in fact, contacted an attorney who's in the process of drawing up a purchase and sale agreement, who's already been in contact with Mr. Burke in reference to the purchase of the property. But it's not been the settlement. So, in fact, there's not even a purchase and sale agreement on it as of yet.
How many feet are they entertaining purchasing?
I think it's 25 feet. But probably 8 of that's in marsh. Whichever, but I mean,
Well, either one of these, you're going to be in a flood zone in that area. Is that
correct?
Oh,
yes, definitely.
And what is that? A what?
I think it's an AE 9 or 10. I'm not.
And with this proposed 3-bedroom, you'll be able to maintain that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Requirements.
I build a lot in Broad Hill, actually, and in flood zones. I'm familiar with AE, BE, and AO.
Oh, you're familiar with them. Then.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying you'd like to proceed with the application as presented?
Right. And in fact, quite honestly, Mr. Burke had approached us and said, well, even if the variance were granted, I'd appeal it. So there's an appeal period, I understand, of about 30 days hereafter. And so ultimately, if for some reason he opposed it, he could always appeal it, I suppose. But at this point, and you know, my client thought it was in their best interest to go for both the variances in the event that the purchase and sale agreement didn't go through for whatever reason.
Is there already a house on here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll be taking that home down and building a new home. And, of course, that's going to require the new septic system. And that the dimensions I gave you is with Denrec's consideration for a variance of the side yard setbacks typically required by the new system, because it would be a replacement system, as they classify it as a replacement system.
Yeah, they're very strict up there, you know, now, Denrec, and when you approve something like this, you got to know that the builder knows his flood zone requirements in that area.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm, you know, in the AE, we need to flood vents, and the BE is to break away walls.
Right. You got it.
Yeah.
What is this Deep Hole Creek Association?
Association formed by Sam Burke and possibly part of his family. I'm not exactly sure of the members.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a homeowners association?
No, sir. No.
It's not?
No, it's not.
But were you aware of all this before you came in with this tonight or with this application?
No, actually, we had approached Mr. Burke. Pardon?
Were you aware of any of these problems or encroachments you might encounter?
No, sir. In fact, we approached Mr. Burke early on before we began to design a home for these clients. And at the time, he said he had no interest in selling the property. And then once we applied for the variance, I assume he received notice. And then he was offering to sell the property at that point.
How long do you think you'll know before you decide whether you're going to buy or not?
Well, they definitely want to buy it, and that's the intent, because they just feel it's an easier, softer way.
Sure.
Plus, it, you know, will increase the width of their lot also. But, you know, pending some unforeseen, it should go through with no problem. In fact, the attorney is Rob Gibbs that's handling it and putting together the purchase and sale agreement, and I believe my client's been in contact with him already. And he's drawing up that purchase and sale agreement, you know, as we speak. And so, pending any unforeseen problem with title or something of that nature, the sale should go through.
Is that desire to purchase that property dependent upon the results of this application?
No. No, they intend to purchase it anyway.
Irregardless.
If this doesn't happen, they want to have it anyway.
But they have the variance.
Right, but that won't help us in the front. In other words, we're asking for the front variance as well, in the front setback.
But the sale would eliminate the westerly variance.
That's correct.
Mr. Rickards, is there any way to tell from your records whether that adjoining property is buildable at all?
I'd have to research that if it is a buildable piece. Right as it looks right now, 235.3.12 is another tax map that would have to be researched, and you go into the computer to research that to see if. To give you an idea to see where your wetlands are. Okay, mm-hmm. You just can't.
Right.
You know, pull your shot. You have to go by the. They give these little white lines, and he knows what I'm talking about to tell you where they are. Mm-hmm. So he could be. He could be fine, but then he could not be, you know. So he has to look at that too, don't you? You have to look to see what Denmark is doing.
Right, where our wetlands are. That's right. And in that light, even with their 25 feet, if, you know, that they do go through with that purchase, I don't think that land is going to be suitable for Denmark septic, because they will be too close, I think, to the wetlands. I mean, at high tide, it, you know, northeasters comes pretty close.
For the board's information, there has been, let's see, if you look at your map, your tax map, there's, you're looking at 86, parcel 86, 74 has had variances, 60's had variances, 52 has had variances, 24 has had variances, and 12's had variances, and these were in 03, 06, 97 and 05.
you say 86?
80.
Oh, 80, okay.
So.
How long do you think it would take you to check to see if that next lot would be available, Mr.?
Well, it would only take me a little while tomorrow.
I mean, yeah, by the next.
Oh, sure.
By the next meeting.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I have to look at the flood maps. That's what I have to look at.
Okay. All right, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 2, 3. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application besides the letter that we had? Okay. Chair hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table case number 9780 to our next regular meeting to give the office time to do that research, and maybe we'll know about the land acquisition in the meantime.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 9780 into our next regular meeting, which will be on April the 2nd, to give the office a chance to review that to see if that next lot is buildable and also find out where we are in the sale or purchase. Okay.
Should we then contact you if we do get a ratified contract and such? And
Mr. Burrow?
Yes.
Contact the office.
Contact the office at 855-7878 and ask for Mr. Rickard.
Motion to allow that.
R-I-C-K-A-R-D.
Do you motion to allow that?
No, it was already part of the motion to.
Oh, okay.
855-7878?
Yes. Already. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Case